Chase gets a pick six, and you guys really just shut him down in the second half. What was the, and they were able to hit some points on you at times, but what was the difference from the first to second half in your mind?
No, we just played. We played physical. That was it. We were out there smoking guys, and everyone was doing their job. And obviously, I mean, you guys could see it too. We won the line of scrimmage all game, and that's what it comes down to: battling in the trenches. And then when those guys down there are blowing guys off the ball, it's so much easier for us in the back end to make plays. So we play. That's the culture we're implementing. I mean, I know Eastern Michigan didn't look good, but to bounce back after Eastern Michigan and come back and get this boot and play cowboy tough football, I mean, we're on the rise, so it feels good.
What's the feeling on the sideline
when
you guys were down 14-3?
We were down 14-3, I believe, to Northern Illinois. It's just don't panic because, you know, we have game changers on defense that can flip the field, flip the momentum of the game at any moment. And, you know, we had a touchdown or something, got a stop, and then Chase had the picks. Marcus had the strip. And then, so it's plays like that that kept us in the game, and, you know, we just stayed level-headed, and obviously it prevailed in the end.
How would you critique Chase's pick six right there?
You should probably celebrate a little more. He was saying he looked at the screen about the 20-yard line, and he was like, oh, my God, I'm actually going to score. So, it's his birthday, so I can't critique him too much. Talk to me tomorrow, but I'm so happy for him, especially on his birthday, senior, and to get the boot back and score a touchdown. It's freaking awesome. So. Yep.
Yeah. And do that.
Yep.
What does it mean now to be able to be a part of that?
It's awesome. I mean, last year when we played CSU, I mean, we were like 1-5, 1-6, and the game was at the end of the season. There's a different feel to this one. You know, we came in, both teams 2-2, start of the season, first conference game. I mean, it was a big, big-time game, not just because of the rivalry, but because first conference game and stuff like that. So to come out, get the boot and do all that. Compared to last year, it's light years better. And, you know, to see that Wyoming crowd over there and carry in that boot, that, I mean, I'll remember that for the rest of my life. That was freaking awesome. So.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, like I said, being physical first off, and then us just, you know, being older, there's really nothing else you can put it to. I mean, just coach us. We do turnover circuit, you know, every day, and, you know, just going out there and reading our keys and stuff like that helps us to be in the right spot at the right time, and we were, and it felt really good. Huge. I mean, like I said, losing to Eastern Michigan last week, and, you know, Eastern Michigan's actually a really good team. I mean, people put them down, but to come back after a game like that on the road against a rivalry team, first conference game, and go out and smash them in the mouth, I mean, not much more you can say. I mean, that we came to play, and that's what we're going to come to play the rest of the season. So. Yeah, I kind of wish we were getting on a plane so I could, like, feel how it was to get on the plane, everyone all happy and stuff, but I think the bus will do, and it's only about an hour drive back, so it feels good. First road win of my career, so.